What is my purpose for living on earth? The purpose and meaning of life is to become a child of God. The purpose of humanity is to become the spiritual children of God. One problem is that many men and women feel completely insignificant, just a speck on the landscape. We may even believe that our lives count for nothing. In his book, A Brief History of Time, Stephen Hawking asks, "Why does the universe go to all the bother of existing?" There is a universal restlessness expressed in this very question. A humanity with no intentional origin or noble destiny is a gloomy prospect. We are living in a world which has lost its story. The Bible speaks truthful words which are weighed and considered very carefully. God speaks through them with unity and clarity to reveal your very purpose. The Apostle John wrote, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself, just as He is pure." 1 John 3:1-3. Yes, God is offering you an exciting future, but He is also offering a fulfilling, meaningful life right now. You can have a relationship with God as your Father every day of your life. God wants to have a personal, one-on-one relationship with you. The ultimate purpose in this life is to build a relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ. It's about being God's child now, striving to purify yourself while looking forward to the promised future. You were made by a Creator God who is intimately involved in your life. "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." Psalms 139:13-14. Here we are reminded that God personally formed us. We were intricately put together in our mother's wombs by the Creator of the entire universe. "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways." Psalm 139:1-3. God knows everything about His creation. And the writer says, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me." Psalm 139:6. I don't know about you, but it means a great deal to me to be reminded from the Holy Scriptures that God is at work in those whom He's made His own. Your Creator wants you to turn your gaze to the wonderful purpose of becoming a part of His very family. There is a triviality that comes in life without God. Any attempt to unscramble the riddle of life without the revelation of God's intention is destined for futility. We should not be surprised when fleeting pleasures leave us unsatisfied. King Solomon tried to find purpose in many things, but the immersion and indulgences of this life only lead him to a meaningless, striving after wind. Ecclesiastes 1:14. Solomon needed to drop the pretense of self-sufficiency. He needed to focus on his ultimate purpose instead. Paul describes those who will receive salvation as the children of God. "The Spirit itself, that is, God's Holy Spirit, beareth witness with our spirit," our individual human spirit, "that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together." Romans 8:16-17. Can we start to grasp the significance of Paul's inspired statement? It explains why we are here, the very reason for our existence, why we were born, It gives meaning to life itself. It explains why God wants all people to come to the knowledge of the truth. God, the scriptures tell us, is creating a family, his own family. We have the priceless opportunity to be a part of that family, the family of God. Remember your Creator and try to think about your life's purpose from his perspective. Our beginnings are owed to a personal Creator God. Life is sustained by his providential care. Move purposefully towards your final destiny with him. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.